Chapter 1.
Order up.
The call bell rang, but I ignored it. My head was fuzzy with another migraine coming on, despite having taken my medication this morning. I silently cursed the rainy spring weather, which always made the episodes more frequent.
Order up.
The cook hit the bell twice. Okay, I'm coming. I eased my body up from the box I'd been using as a seat in the corner of the kitchen. I glanced at the clock. Just 2 hours until my shift was over. I mentally calculated the cost of taking an extra dose of meds and how long it would be before I could afford to spend grocery money on more. Just push through it, Astrid. Grabbing my serving tray, I loaded it up with the food that was waiting in the window, along with a handful of napkins that boasted the slogan, "Best barbecue in KC." The words blurred, and I grabbed the stainless steel counter to steady myself against the sudden dizziness. Ugh, please. Not now. Not here. 2 deep breaths. I shook my head to clear it. The episode was subsiding, but I didn't trust myself to move yet. So I played for time by grabbing a squeeze bottle and drizzling sauce artfully onto the food that had been unceremoniously slopped into the serving boats. Art always calmed me. It was both my passion and my coping mechanism.
"It ain't a gourmet," growled the cook in my direction from the other side of the window. "Just get it to the customer."
I often wondered if the hairnet covering his meticulously trimmed beard was what made him so grumpy at work. "Presentation is important," I smiled, though I knew it would irritate him more.
"It's burnt ends," he said, slapping his spoon on the counter. "You can play with your food at home."
Jen, a fellow server, waddled in through the dining room door and dumped a bin of dishes in the sink.
"Astrid, honey, can you take the order for table 5? They asked for you specifically."
"What? No, they didn't." I looked between Jen and the swinging metal door in confusion. Jen put one fist on her large hip. "They asked for, and I quote, that pretty server with dark hair that was here yesterday." She looked at me pointedly. "Besides, I gotta get a smoke break before the boss come up in here." She winked and headed towards the back door. My pounding head searched my memory banks for who had been here yesterday. Hopefully it's not the couple that didn't leave a tip. I picked up my tray and called after her.
"If it was anyone but you, Jen, you know you love me."
She waved without looking back. She was right. She made this job far less miserable. 2 men in military uniform sat on either side of table 5, their heads bent in conversation. One was much older, with salt and pepper hair. The younger soldier was extremely well-built and sun-kissed. With his sandy hair and sharp jawline, he had a cowboy look about him. They definitely hadn't sat in my section the day before. I would have remembered serving a hot soldier. After delivering the burnt ends to the woman at table 12, I pulled the order pad out of my apron and started towards table 5. The cowboy soldier looked up, and his face lit with a smile as I approached. His eyes tracked my movements across the room. I glanced around, uncomfortable with the attention. I wish I had let Jen take care of her own table. Admiring from across the room and having to interact with this man were 2 very different things. I arrived at the table, avoiding eye contact with cowboy, my eyes landing on his name tag, which read Miller. They knew what they wanted, so the order didn't take long. But my migraine episode seemed to be getting worse again. Blind spots in my vision made it tricky to write the words down, and the cacophony in the room started to sound like it was in a tunnel. I blinked a few times, trying to see the pad more clearly. When dizziness overwhelmed me, I put a hand on the back of the closest bench, trying to be casual about it. The blonde soldier continued to smile at me from what I could tell. Since my mind was trying to fill in the gaps of my vision, I couldn't exactly be sure.
"Astrid?"
When Miller said my name, I realized he'd been speaking to me.
"Are you okay?"
Terror clenched in my gut. How do these strangers know my name? Then I remembered that I was wearing a name tag and told myself not to panic.